The nutrition and digestibility of bread course first came about when I was teaching the Royal College of General Practitioners nutrition and digestibility of bread course. As you can imagine, I had a room full of amazing healthcare professionals and doctors here at the Sado School. I found this course fascinating. And in person, we were able to marry up the baking and learning about how each part of the bread making process changed the way that your body assimilates the carbohydrates, about the process of increasing minerals, vitamins, bioavailability of fiber. It was an amazing course. When COVID came, we had to look very carefully at the way we taught the course, and I was having calls from people all over the world. Could I please teach online? Well, it's taken me nearly 2 years to translate our course online. It's backed up by over 600 studies in the database, which we use as we teach. It's also backed up by the case studies from my own research and dietary intervention studies, looking at the gut microbiome and the impact on mental health on single case studies throughout the course. But I think the most amazing part of this course is not just the 21 different topics that we have that covers everything from IBS to blood sugar management through to obviously the gut microbiome, and that goes into really specific details of which prebiotics feed which bacteria. Yes, you'll be able to name them by the end of the course. But also looking at studies of how key ingredients and incorporating them into the way in which you eat bread actually can change the balance of your gut microbiome and impact the way you feel. You are your own case study on this course, and as you enroll on a diploma, the uniqueness of this is actually in asking you to look at your own biome. And then, of course, we've got our amazing Dr. Miguel Matias, who is quite honestly one of the world's leading experts in the gut microbiome. He's also a nutritionist and he's also amazing, as is our in-house GP, Dr. Alexandra Davidson. Of course, you can read all about the team and Venetia, our nutritionist, who all teach on the course with me. It's not just myself, I'm the course director, and we have some incredible people who have contributed lectures to this, including Professor Felice Jecker, the head of the Food and Mood Centre in Australia, whose work really underpins my approach to what we teach here. And of course, I'm delighted that Professor Tim Spector actually introduces the course. Again, Tim's work has underpinned my approach for many, many years. So, who does this? I get very excited about the course, sorry. Who does this appeal to? Well, the course is at this present time, as I'm talking, being prepared to be reaccredited by the Royal College of General Practitioners. I would hope that this accreditation will take place this summer, that will be 2022, enabling our current students and next year's students for 2022 to 23 to use that professional accreditation as part of their continued professional development. We are also currently putting this through continued professional development. As a course as well for the CPD points. So it does allow you, I hope, if you have a system in place at work to apply for this to be part of your professional development. So coming back to the type of students that attend, well, this year we've had, oh gosh, an amazing array of different people, ranging from actually domestic bakers, healthcare professionals. I think we have a cluster of GPs, a farmer who is changing the way that he plants his grain to be more systematics driven, systems thinking in the way that he approaches his agricultural processes. We have nutritionists, dietitians. It's an extraordinary group of people, and what happens is we form a community from all over the world. I have students as far as Angola, Malaysia, and where else? Greece. Gosh, I could go on and on, and I won't. So it's really about anyone who's really wanting to understand about how a bread can be healthier and how bread can impact on the body. Now, it's really important to understand the commitments to the course. It is a year-long course. We work in what's called an Oxbridge term timetable, excuse me. That means 10 weeks with a break in the middle, three times throughout the year. So we have an autumn, a spring, and summer term. In terms of commitment, I need a minimum commitment of 2 hours a week to attend on a Thursday evening from 6 p.m. till about 8 p.m. are live lectures and tutorials. We do record them and we keep them available to you for 3 weeks, in which time you can catch up if you miss a session. The lectures are all pre-recorded, so you can watch those. We also have live Q&A sessions with some of the teaching staff here and guest lecturers. The papers from my own doctorate that I have used to underpin my research are made available to you to read before each module. And the most exciting part, I think, about this is that we try our best to schedule the baking and the ingredients and the approach to actually tie in throughout the course, so you can literally use the knowledge from the studies and be baking from the Bake for Health certificate part of this course, which is the other part. The baking module ties in as far as possible all the way through, so you can be learning about the theory and then eating it and baking it at the weekend. So it's a very interactive course. We have the baking clinic and the lectures, tutorials are all on, as I say, on a Thursday evening. You don't have to do the baking, but it really does help to solidify and to really appreciate not just the academic part, but actually putting the academic part into practice is very much integral to learning about the way that this bread impacts you and perhaps your family or people that you you bake for. The final part of the course really is part of our value system. We will ask you to mentor a 16 to 24 year old. We ask you to stay on the Sado Club for another year and share the knowledge and understanding. I think this is really at the very heart of what it really means to make bread. It's about connections. And if I were to summarize the course, it would be a systems change process, looking at every part of the process from the soil all the way through to the impact on your own microbes in the gut, in your gut, and how that impacts mental health. And it's an extraordinary course, and you will get out of it as much as you want to put into it. The last bit of this particular course, I am beyond excited about. For our medical healthcare professionals, you can apply for a prescription license at the end of the course. Now, as many of you know, we run the courses over on the Saddle Club. That's actually where we teach from. It's our platform for teaching online. We have applied all of the knowledge and understanding into some very beautifully crafted short courses that are 12 weeks, especially for the 10-minute sourdough technique, which is a very easy technique for anyone to learn to make bread. It's very easy. And these courses retail anything between $29.99 and $69.99. They apply all of the bread protocol from my research so that ordinary, everyday domestic bakers who want to just bake, as we often call them, just bake courses, can just get on with making bread at home. And those courses are online, and those courses we call the prescription courses, because as a healthcare practitioner, you will be able to prescribe free of charge those courses to your patients. It's a game changer when it comes to lifestyle management, prescription, and part of our social change system and our program that facilitates this knowledge being shared with the people who need it most. Finally, if you are looking to apply, please do take a look at the scholarship, bursary and discount pages. We do have scholarships and bursaries that are available to people. Have a read through. If you feel that you qualify for an award, please don't hesitate to apply. I will be delighted to have a conversation with you and chat more about how you feel that you can use this knowledge to help people in your community. I hope my recording has given you a little insight into how we work. If you have any more questions, queries, you want to talk to me about your particular situation, please don't hesitate to get in touch. There is an inquiry form on this page. We work in the office upstairs here at the Saddo School. I'm sitting here now on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday morning. My admin team been with me a very long time, and they are wonderful at answering your questions. And just give them a call. We have a phone upstairs, and just talk to us. We'd be very happy to answer any of your queries. Thank you.